tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies and shows.
Products and events.
Out today.
Hey, what's going on?
We are a couple of critics.
We here for another
couple of critics.
Oh, we were on time.
Yeah, we were on time.
Yeah, and
everyone.
Hi, everybody. We're back. We are so sorry. It's been so long. I have to say I apologize because it was because of me. I went through some medical stuff, and my wife was very supportive. You know, I had a surgery.
I was a caretaker.
There was some complications, a little blood clot thing going on. So I had to recover from that. So my recovery was a little bit longer than usual.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't talk, but I mean, who really wants to do a podcast when they're in the bed
and
they're in pain and stuff? So I do apologize. So that's on me, but we are back.
Also,
we're bigger and better. We want to welcome Becca.
Welcome, Becca.
Yeah, we're going to do a podcast with her pretty soon. But she is the new critic with Couple of Critics. So soon you're going to be seeing her podcast. And if you go on our page, couplecritics.com, you will see her, Becca's corner.
Her reviews.
And her reviews and stuff like that. This girl, I've known Becca for so many years when I was used to be part of a youth program years ago. And she was one of the youth that came in. I mean, she was one of the best people to work with. So young, so vibrant, a lot of energy. And, you know, she always wanted to get into media. And we tried here and there for her career with the program. And, you know, now she's in media. She goes to concerts. And, you know, I reached out to her years later and just said, hey, you know, me and my wife are doing this Couple Critics thing. Because I follow her on Facebook because she does a lot of concerts and stuff. And she was like, jumped on it. Yeah, let's go, Cass. So we welcome Becca.
Welcome.
Show her love. Listen to her podcast. They will come soon. And so we are very excited about that. So we are expanding and we're doing it. So, baby, what are we going to talk about coming back? We've been gone for a few months. So what are we coming back to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about our concerts. We went to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Featuring Lionel Richie.
Actually, that was reversed.
And Lionel Richie.
It was reversed.
It was Lionel Richie featuring
Earth, Wind, and Fire. He was the headliner.
Okay.
Don't get us to show with Lionel Richie, man.
Yes, yes.
I don't want no old man coming and beating us up. Lionel Richie, he like 82?
He's up there. I think he's 80 something.
80,
I don't know. He's up there. So it was at the Kia Center in Orlando, which used to be the Amway Center.
It's not
a Kia Center. And it was great. I mean, you know, the crowd was there. So it was a pretty much well-packed, almost sold-out show, to be honest with you.
And then they had celebrities in the building.
And then they had celebrities. So Judge Mathis was there, his wife with his wife. And there were some basketball players that were there.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was a really, really well attended concert.
Yeah, definitely good. You know, I now if you don't know the history of these two artists, Lionel Richie, of course, is a legend in the industry. He started off with a group called the Commodores, Brick House, and so many classics. Early Sunday Morning, you know what I'm saying, Brick House, all that stuff. Then he went solo and he had, you know, Dancing in the Streets and just so many hits. And he co-wrote
We Are the World
which was,
Michael,
you know,
Jackson.
With Michael Jackson and everybody in the industry at that industry in that time. And, you know, he's gone on to have a great solo career. And he's now, you know, he's up there in age, but he's traveling. He looks good. Looks like a lot of Botox, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
But hey, you know, you got the money to do it, right?
Doctors on call.
Hey, exactly. But, you know, if you don't know him. And then also Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, and Fire, come on, one of the original bands that's still around that were phenomenal. There was a whole bunch of them back in the day. Now there's only three original ones. But they were phenomenal. They have hits like,
they have so many.
So many
I mean,
hits.
So many. I mean,
we've seen them so many times.
So many times.
They're
because they used to do Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. They did House of Blues. Yeah, they They've done. So they tour.
We've seen them a lot.
They're heavy touring. You know, I mean, you know.
They got to be like 100. They're always touring.
They're not 100. Okay, but baby. But phenomenal band. They've been a band for like 60 years.
Yes, 60 years.
I mean, that is absolutely insane.
Yeah, and now this, their son is and actually.
His son, the lead singer. So they're great. So, yeah. You know, these two people on a tour together, we knew it was going to be a phenomenal show. And I'm not going to lie, it did not disappoint.
No, it didn't.
It was a great show. I didn't, you know, when you take for granted a lot of our old artists that did it in the 80s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I mean, you know, really 60s, 70s,
80s. 80s, you're like, you know what I'm saying?
But... You know, this is music that you grew up on. This is music that pretty much set the foundation for what where these artists are today. These were the first huge stars that traveled the world and were renowned, you know what I'm saying? And to me, they were just, you know, to be able to sit there and to see them and listen to their music and be reminded of all the hits they had was just a great experience. You know what I mean? Yep. The, you know, you felt that energy in the room. You know what I'm saying? You felt the, you know, you felt like you was in front of legends. You know what I'm saying?
That's what they are. They are legends. Yeah. You know, I mean, especially when, you know, when he started singing All Night Long. I mean,
All Night Long.
Okay, no, you're not Michael. I thought it's great. I mean, and not only is he a phenomenal singer in Earth, Wind, and Fire as well, but I mean, their band was amazing. You know, their guitarist, saxophonist. I mean, it was really, really great.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was a phenomenal show. You know, it wasn't short. One thing I noticed about a lot of these older artists, they don't ever have a short show. They don't be taking breaks.
They just keep going.
They have energy. You know,
like 3 hours
a lot of young people be on stage. They looking tired. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, it'd be an hour. They looking like they tired. But these old folks, man. But you know what it is? These people have toured for 40 years.
They tour so long.
That's their life. Yeah, and they know how to get up. They, you know, you got to understand, they're from the old school where, like, you had to dance, sing at the same time.
Right.
You know, you had to be able to be entertaining, you know. So they have that training that these artists today don't have. You know what I mean? They can go up there and perform for 4 or 5 hours easily and still keep that energy. These new people get up there, they do one dance, and then, oh, all right, God, we'll be back. We won't take a 5-minute break, you know. So you always get a great show when you see the legends, because they're from the old school where they were trained to perform. You know, they perform for hours, and you know, the record labels and the managers and the choreographer, you know what I'm saying? They developed them. You know, these artists were developed, you know. Unlike right now, you know, you get a hit on TikTok, you get a deal, you're on stage. You know, so, you know, it's a pleasure to watch them, because, you know, what's fearful for me is that, you know, they're a dying breed.
Yes, they are.
And in about 20, 30 years, we're not going to see artists like this anymore.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think we will.
You know, we, you know, even then, you're going to still have maybe, you know, old Usher, old Beyonce. Right. But, you know, we're not going to have the legends. You know, they came out of a time where racism was crazy, where it was hard for a Black person to get that attention. They had a lot of factors against them, but they still were able to overcome and maintain and you know, really go against the grain and do things that at that time Black artists weren't able to do.
They're trailblazers, you know?
Yeah, trailblazers.
And that's exactly what they are. And they continue that legacy, which is great. Great that we're able to kind of, you know, still attend concerts. For the greats and kind of see them, you know. I wish I would have seen, you know, Prince and Michael Jackson. God rest her. So I really wish.
You know, before Prince died, I said, I'm going to go see him when he comes. Yeah. And, you know, because he was doing that tour. You know what I'm saying? But but we did get to see other legends, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Smokey
and things like that. But you know, this right here is definitely up there because you know Lionel Richie is a legend in the industry. He's well respected.
Yep.
You know, he's worked with all the greats. Mm-hmm. He's written great songs. He's, you know, he is a great. I think he doesn't get the attention as far as the other artists do.
Okay.
Because I think he stayed out. He hasn't, there really hasn't been a lot of controversy around Lionel Richie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean there hasn't been.
Yeah, you know, you have, even though he's like 80 and his girlfriend is like 40 or 30, something like
no,
that.
No, she's young, but she's young. He had like four or five marriages.
Exactly, but
four marriages. Yeah.
Yeah. But he hasn't been in controversy like Prince, like you know, like Michael Jackson and the rest of them. So I think, you know, because a lot of times a lot of greatness and legend stuff comes with controversy that makes it even more.
Yeah.
And Lionel Richie has pretty much stayed out of a lot of the issues. Mm-hmm. You don't ever hear about Lionel Richie sexual harassing everybody or any weird things with him. So I think that's maybe why, you know, when people talk about the greats, they don't put Lionel Richie, not because he isn't. I feel he is, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's written way more hits than somebody like Whitney Houston and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
but Whitney is like, oh my God, because of the controversy around Whitney, you know, like more so than anything, you know?
Right.
So, I really think that Lionel Richie is, I mean, he has his flowers, of course, but you know, if you look at the Mount Rushmore of greatness, people won't think of Lionel Richie, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they should. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I agree. You know, they definitely should. But I mean, his tour was definitely, you could just say it's a sold out crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 20,000 people, you know, at that age. At that age and still being able to sell out arenas
that's
artists
phenomenal.
Today cannot do. I think he's gotten, you know, a lot of his flowers and everything. I think, you know, real fans kind of understand and put him in that.
Yeah, I mean, this is 2024. You know? This
and
man
he's
is
selling out,
he's selling
arenas,
out
which is crazy.
Hits he wrote in the 80s.
Right,
think about it. You know what I'm saying?
60s,
the Commodores
70s.
Were the 70s. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you really think about that, is a career that anybody will want. You know,
Brick House.
I mean,
weddings you go
to. How many weddings people still rocking it? Fraternities, that's their song, you know.
Brick
so.
House.
So yeah, so
you know,
and then your favorite song, Sunday Morning.
Easy, like Sunday Morning.
Yeah, that's your favorite song.
That,
you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't wait till he sang that song. That was like phenomenal to see him live and singing it. That was that really made my
easy,
night. That's not how he
easy
sung it.
Sunday Morning.
No, you're ruining it. No.
I thought you said I could sing,
no,
baby.
No. So, you know, so it was really, really great to hear it. And, you know, although the Commodores wasn't there, he actually did pay homage to them. So make sure that, you know, people knew that.
It's funny because one of them, maybe he was there,
issues.
But one of them actually lives in Orlando. Because when I had the office and I had, you know, shows, one of them came and the dude lives in Orlando.
Maybe very old. I don't know. Maybe they're not friends. Who knows?
But yeah, that's true. You never know. You know,
how people are. Maybe he was like the eighth person. I don't know.
I don't think there was an eighth Commodore.
Exactly my point.
I don't think the Commodores were like that. I think after.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly my point.
But I think he was an original Commodore. He was an original.
Maybe he was just, I don't know. Beats me, but.
He was an original Commodore. Anyway. But nice guy though. Nice guy. Yeah. He was at the office. Nice guy. But anyway, but yeah, it was a great concert. I really did enjoy it. I think that anybody that wants to really it's a great time to go date night or just hanging out with friends. I think it's a great experience, to see a legend, to see somebody that has done things that, you know, you can't even imagine in the industry. To also, you know, to be present of somebody that's had a career that in 2024, he is still selling out arenas. Yes. Now, we're not talking about selling out like, you know, a House of Blues or a little pub.
This is an arena,
a professional, huge 20,000 plus arenas, and everybody in there was partying, having a great time. So, I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend Lionel Richie. If you, especially, and then, you know, a lot of times the old school people don't really do tours together.
Right,
the legends,
right.
You know, they don't, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire by themselves could do a tour.
They're always touring. They're always touring.
They by themselves, they could sell out Earth, Wind, and Tour. You know what I'm saying? So to come with Lionel Richie and them, to me, that shows how they respect each other and how really they're for the fans. Because that was a phenomenal move by them, both of them. Because like I said, Earth, Wind, and Fire by itself has so many hits that, like, to be honest, they were rocking. And if that was the show, we could have just went home.
We could have just, because, you know,
nothing against Lionel Richie, but I was more familiar with a lot more Earth, Wind, and Fire songs. Like Lionel Richie has a lot of hits. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But he had a lot of songs that, you know, not really like popular. You know, they may have been hits, but they were popular. But Earth, Wind, and Fire, every song they did,
you know what I'm saying?
Every song, like there wasn't one song you had to say, what's that song? Lionel Richie was a couple, like, I don't remember that one, but I think I do, you know. But Earth, Wind, and Fire, it was just straight, like, hits.
They're a party funk,
you know what I'm saying?
Right?
So, you know, they could do their own tour and be,
well, they're always
fine.
Doing their own
I know,
tour.
But what I'm saying, they can do their own arena tour and be fine. But, you know, I think it was great for them to put together. Whoever booked that was a genius on that booking. Yeah. I think, and it's a great tour. So if you have a chance to see Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire, or see them together on their tour, definitely is worth the money.
It is definitely worth it. And I tell you, you know, the crowd was mixed. It wasn't, you know, all black. It was a large different demographics of people just enjoying and loving old school music. So that was good to see.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, it was great to see.
Definitely a We Are the World type of vibe.
Yeah, you know, it definitely was. You know, did he even say We Are the World?
He didn't sing it. He sang a short clip of it.
Yeah, he did. He did a little short.
And he showed
thing
the video.
Yeah. He did. He did.
And he showed a video.
And he told a story, he told a story behind writing it.
And also during the whole show, there were, you know, also, you know, the visuals there. So that was for both groups. So the visuals, you know, they put up when they were younger. So you got to see how they're performing together, you know, during younger days and all the way up till now. So the visuals for both of them were phenomenal, too, because they were also showing that in a
Yeah. So, I mean, it's legend. And I think, you know, to be part of that was a phenomenal experience. Yep. I enjoyed myself. And, you know, we recommend it to everybody. So if you're in a town or close
if
to a town,
a city that they're coming,
or a city, yo, definitely take the money. It's worth every dime of it.
You'll
okay.
Have such a great time.
You're going to have a great, great time. Okay. All right, people. Well, that's our little review of the Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire tour. Definitely go to couplecritics.com. We are active. We are back. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have our new critic, Becca. So if you go to click on the page, Becca's Corner, you see her reviews as well. And you can catch it on the podcast feed. And we have a lineup, people, of just shows and cruises and restaurants and all that stuff. Yeah. So we're going to be hitting you really, really hard. You know what I mean? With a lot of these reviews. Because I think, you know, it's needed. People like us, just regular people that go to these concerts and shows and events and products and all that. And we're going to sit there and review it. So, you know, guys, follow us on all of social media. A couple of critics reviews on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram. Go to the webpage, couplecritics.com. And if you have any reviews that you want us to do, let's say you have a product or you have a show or whatever you have that you want us to review, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? At couplecriticsreviews@gmail.com or info@couplecritics.com. And just, you know, let us know. And if it's something that's good, we'll review it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's something that's bad, we may review it too. But don't get mad. We are not responsible for your crappy product. If you want, I'm just saying that's the chance you take. All right. You got anything else today?
No, that's all. Thank you so much for listening.
All right, guys. Till next time.
Bye.